If you have your Bibles this morning, we are so limited to the things that we can do. But I am so grateful that I serve a great, powerful God that is able to do anything but fail. Sometimes the outcome may not be just what we wanted. But God has a way that's mighty sweet. The Bible reads in the 27th chapter of Acts, beginning at verse 20. The 27th chapter of Acts, beginning at verse 20, the Bible says, "And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and lost. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there should be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whom I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought unto before Caesar. And lo, God have given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me." In other words, I believe just what the angel told me, that if any man just stay in the ship, there will be no harm or no loss to any man's life. Verse 20 again says, "And when neither the sun nor the stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away." Supporting scripture, Hebrews 11 and 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The base of those verses, we like to use a thought or the subject. When you're in life's storm, keep hope alive. When you're in life's storm, keep hope alive. Tie that in this morning. While you're in life's storm, it's only a test. So all you got to do is just keep hope alive. God will bring you through. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for what my heart feels this morning. I thank God for how he has blessed us to yet be counted amongst the living, and how God has allowed us another opportunity to come. And I don't know about you, but I believe that it's no secret that we are here this morning only by the grace and the mercy of God. Anybody thank God for his mercy? Hallelujah. He is a merciful God. And the Bible said that his mercy endureth forever. I thank God for that mercy. For if it had not been for his mercy and his grace, we all would be a lost people this morning. It is he that has allowed us another opportunity to come together into this place of worship, just to lift up the matchless name of Jesus. For it's in him we live and move and we have our very being. We know this morning that without him, we would be most miserable and we would be eternally lost. Without him, we just wouldn't have any hope at all. Without him, we wouldn't have a reason of being. We wouldn't have a reason to get up in the morning and have anything to look forward to. If it wasn't for the fact of knowing that there is a God somewhere, and as the old saints used to say, there's a better day a coming. after a while. I heard somebody sing it another way, say, by and by, we shall understand it better. And anybody began to wonder why you're going through all the things that you're going through, and you're waiting on that understanding. You're waiting on that better day to come. And we're seeing some better days right now, because if we would take an examination, if we go back through history, we would find that many of our loved ones and ancestors could not say that they have the privileges that we have today. They weren't able to do the things that we're able to do. They wasn't able to go so freely to many places that we are able to go. So the Lord has brought us a mighty long way. We got a lot to be thankful for. When you look back over your life and you see where God has brought you from, anybody in here have a mind to tell God thank you? When you look back over your life and realize that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I'd be lost. I'd be damned to hell. I wouldn't have any hope at all. But I thank God this morning that I got some hope. I thank God that that hope lives down on the inside. And every now and then, because of that man or that spirit called Jesus, because of Jesus, I can't help but to smile. Because of Jesus, I can't help but to believe that everything is going to be all right. I can't help but to ask God, Lord, help me to understand the thing that I don't understand. And when I'm going through the midst of our trials, let me know that you're still by my side. Anybody have those moments where you got to look around and make sure that you check yourself and make sure God is still right there? I fell short last week and maybe God left me, but God doesn't work like that. He doesn't operate like man. You know, man has a way. If you let man down, he always holds it against you. But something about God, if you let God down, I learned that all you got to do is open up your mouth and tell the Lord, I'm sorry, God, for the wrong that I've done. Anybody in here ever had to tell God, I'm sorry? Anybody feel like this morning I got something to tell God I'm sorry about? Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm getting crazy about Jesus now, because I found out that I can't make it all by myself. I thank God. I realize now that there is a reason for all things that happen in our lives. And many times we find ourselves scratching our heads and worrying and pondering and wondering, Lord, why am I going through? And there's some things you're not going to get an answer for. But one thing we must understand is that God will stand by your side. Many of us have heard that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. And we could all use that as an opening statement. And after we make that opening statement, we can go on and on and on. And Sister Davis, she has some things to add on. And I'll have some things to add on. And Sister Sharon has some things to add on. All of us got a life. All of us got a history. All of us got some things that we are glad about. And some of us got some things that we are sad about. Anybody got anything that you know you're done in life that you wish you hadn't done, but that was yesterday and you can't go back and change yesterday? But isn't it a good thing that yesterday didn't dictate what your today has to be? Wait a minute. Anybody hear what I said? Your yesterday don't have to dictate what your today is going to be, because you can make some changes in your life. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Anybody glad in the house? We ought to act like God done blessed us again. I don't know whether you recognized it last week or not, but God did another thing with me last week. And I'm not going to preach that long this morning. But I realized God was working on me. God let me realize that if you let go and let me have complete control, then I can show you what I can do. But you know how it is? Sometimes you try to hold yourself. Sometimes you try to keep everything just all structured and outlined, but every now and then you got to get loose. Anybody ever got loose? See, God is tired of them stiff-necked Christians. If you want to loosen up, you try Jesus. You don't need a massage. All you need is Jesus. You don't need any oils or alcohol. All you need is Jesus. And Jesus can take your old feeble bones, and when you thought what you could not do, God will make you do it. Anybody ever had a mind that the mindset said, I can't do, but God spoke to your heart and said, you can do it. And out of nowhere, you got something down from deep down on the inside. Every now and then, you got to go deep down in yourself. When you just scrape the surface all the time, you're not doing anybody any good. Oh, glory. I thank God. I'm just stay right there. Because I feel the presence of the Almighty God. And I know that God is the one that created the heavens and the earth. And God said in the Bible that in this life, you are going to have trials and tribulations. But be of good cheer. I've already overcome the world. God told me to tell his people this morning that while you're going through your storm, keep hope alive. Don't let the best get the best of you. Don't let the enemy knock you down and you stay down. If he knocked you down, get back up. Said, I'm ready to fight this battle. I got on my armor this morning. For I stopped by Ephesians and I put on the whole armor of God. For I realized that I got to fight the fight. And this fight is not against flesh and blood, not against principalities, not against rulers in high places. But this fight is against the spirit of right and the spirit of wrong. Anybody ever get caught up in that battle of right and wrong? And you find yourself wondering, what are you going to do? I stop by to tell somebody to keep your hope alive. What is hope this morning? Hope is confident expectation that God will do what you ask him to do. Anybody ask God for anything? Anybody know God can do what you ask? The Bible says, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why do we yet hope for? But if we hope for that that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. I got to learn how to wait on God. The hope which is in God saved us and delivered us from a world of nasty sin. I thank God this morning when I look here in the Word of God. The Bible says that we got to have patience. We got to learn how to wait on God. The Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The Bible says that if you got faith in God, well, old preacher, what is faith this morning? You better have your act together. I'm not waiting on nobody this morning. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to slow it down because it's like fire. Shut up in my bone. I feel like preaching the gospel this morning because I got faith in God that if I open up my mouth, God is going to let come out what he wants to come out because I got faith. The Bible said, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, I believe in that I cannot see. For the Bible tells us this morning that we walk by faith, not by sight. If you got faith in God, you got to believe the unbelievable. If you got faith in God, you got to know that he's still a miracle worker. God will work a miracle in your life. Sister Shirley Caesar said, I'm next in line for a miracle. Anybody need a miracle? Do you need a miracle this morning? I come to tell you, when it all began to fall apart, don't give up your hope. There are going to be some storms that come up in your life. You may not be out on the sea, but there's a storm raging in your life. When the storm began to raise, the wind began to blow. It blows from the north, the wind on the south. And when that wind comes through, it has a gush in it every now and then. And that wind may move you from here to yonder. But I come to tell somebody that if you plant your feet by the rock of the land, God will make everything all right. There was a man we talked about last week whose name was Saul, that had a conversion on the Damascus Road. And when he got his eyesight back, he began to live for the Lord. Now Paul got his name changed, for he had a new mind. He had a new way of doing things. The Bible says that Paul was in prison on his way to go to Rome. But the Lord saw Paul, said, I got need for that brother. I'm going to take care of that brother. That's why I stopped to tell you, if you're in the hands of God, I don't care what the devil tried, he can't pluck you out of my God's unchanging hand. For the Bible said that the wind began to blow. And Paul said unto them, he said, I want to let you know, you ought not go on this journey. For if you go on the journey, there's going to be a storm. And the ship is going to be tore up. But you know how some folk think they know everything. Some folk, you just can't tell nothing. But I'm glad that I can hear what thus said the Lord. The Bible says that as they was in the storm, for 3 days and for 3 nights, the sun did not shine, the moon did not shine, the stars did not come out. And in that day and time, that's how they sailed their direction. They navigated the ship by the sun and the stars. But it had been dark now for 3 long days. They began to get worried. They began to lose all hope. They began to tell somebody, don't you know, baby, we're not going to make it. I hadn't seen the sun in 3 days, and I'm tired. I've been throwing things overboard. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets you. When you get in the storm of a rage and that storm of light begin to pull you down, you start taking off some things. They start throwing out some things. They thought that would get the boat light enough. But the Bible said, Paul came back and told them, I tell you, didn't I tell you that we all not go on this journey? But I want to tell you another thing. I had a visitor last night. God sent an angel, and the angel told me that if we stay on board, that we won't lose anybody's life. The Bible said, for there stood by me this night an angel, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, for thou must be brought unto Caesar. You know what that tells me? Do you remember the other day, last month, Daniel, when we was on the airplane, and the airplanes are just a-shaking, and I got back to my seat, and I told you I'm scared, but I'm not worried about a thing, because I got homecoming Sunday, and God's going to get me back where I need to be. If you got confidence in God, you got to keep hope, even in the midst of the storm. You got to keep your hope in the middle of a turbulence, when the turbulence get to rock you and you can't stand on your 2 feet. You can wobble if you have to. You can fall, but don't worry about telling nobody that I can't get up, because you can get up if you reach up and grab the hand of God. God will pull you back up. I stopped by to tell somebody, don't lose your hope when you're in the storms of life. Hold on to your hope. I got hope in God that somehow in some way I'm going to make it. We're going to make it. I don't care about recession. God is the one that feeds you when you get hungry. God is the one that'll take care of you when things get rough. When you get in the midst of your storm, somebody get a balance in that. That I'm going to hold on and see what the end going to be. For if I get where I can't see my way, I'll ask my God, give me my wing, and I'll fly away. I'll fly away and be at rest. Don't lose your hope.